This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boomen. In the United States, the threat of extremist groups descending on state houses across the country Sunday prompted governors to display a massive show of force and ramp up security. The heightened security comes less than 2 weeks after a mob overran the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Fencing, boarded up windows, and lines of police and National Guard troops have transformed state house grounds ahead of expected demonstrations leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. The FBI has warned of the potential for armed protests at the nation's capital and all 50 state capitol buildings beginning this weekend. Some social media messages had targeted Sunday for demonstrations, though it remained unclear how many people might show up. Leading Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny departed from Germany on Sunday to return to Russia, where he faces the threat of arrest after recovering from his poisoning in August with a nerve agent. Navalny said he was very happy as he boarded a plane in Berlin bound for Moscow. It remains to be seen what reception awaits him there. On Thursday, Russia's prison service said that he faces immediate arrest once he returns. Navalny, who has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, charged that Russian President Vladimir Putin was now trying to deter him from coming home with new legal motions. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied a role in the opposition leader's poisoning. In the United States, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat on Monday, 2 days before she and President-elect Joe Biden are inaugurated. Aides to the California Democrat confirmed the timing and said Governor Gavin Newsom was aware of her decision, clearing the way for him to appoint fellow Democrat Alex Padilla, now California's Secretary